Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Sota Daf Dalet, Sota 4a, pagination is 7, starting from the top of the page where the Gemara asks, V'kama Shiur Stira. How long does this seclusion have to last regarding the case of Sota, who was warned not to go with a certain man, and now witnesses see that she has closeted herself with this man? How long does she have to remain in seclusion for it to have the status of stira, seclusion, such that we're worried that illicit behavior actually occurred? So there's a period of time that has to be. Just because they closed it for a second and then opened it, we're not worried that something happened. How long? The Gemara lists off a number of opinions. The ones that are relevant when we reach the halachic codification of this law are the opinions found on the fourth and fifth lines of the page. Ben Azai, Omer Ben Azai says, K'dei litzlos beya. The amount of time it takes to roast an egg. Minimum level of cooking of an egg, presumably on a medium type of fire. How long does it take to roast an egg? That's the equivalent amount of time. And that was a number that was familiar to them in the time of the Gemara. And therefore he was able to express it like that. Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Akiva said, K'dei legoma. The amount of time it takes to swallow such an egg. And the Gemara later on says that Rabbi Akiva is adding on to Ben Azai. It's not a machlokes of two independent amounts of time. It's Ben Azai is saying de litzlos, to roast it. And Rabbi Akiva is adding on kede legoma, enough time in order to swallow that egg. So it's these two times added together, and that's how it's brought in both the Rambam and in Shulchan Aruch. K'dei litzlos beya ulegoma. Now, our focus is not limited to the case of Sota. There are, in addition, two other cases that we would like to consider to figure out how long the seclusion would have to be relevant as a seclusion. And those two cases are, besides Sota, the Isser of Yichud, the prohibition of a man and a woman who are forbidden to be married to each other. There's a prohibition not to have Yichud, not to be in seclusion with each other, Simen Chaf Beis in Evan Ha'ezer. And likewise, on a more friendly note, the yichud by a wedding, where we have yichud after the chuppah, how long does that yichud have to be? We have a situation where the eidim are standing outside the room, the door is closed, locked, the eidim are standing outside, how long do they have to stay there before they can walk away and say that the yichud, the consummation of the marriage, the presence of husband and wife together privately, has been fulfilled? How much time is involved here? So, it's brought from Lahoras Nosson, Rav Nosson Gestetner, that he did the calculation as he understood it, on a medium flame, roasting an egg, and then swallowing it. And he says that his calculation came up with 3 minutes. So if his calculation is correct, and if he did it as fast as Chazal expected it to be done, his calculation was 3 minutes. As a matter of practice in halacha, we're actually have shitas that go as low as 2 minutes, and that's how we try to formulate this. But it's interesting, he did his field work and he came up with 3 minutes as his working number. Another factor to bring into this mix is that Rashi comments, Ika lemeimar kodem hastira nisratzis lo, that this amount of time, sheer stira, the amount of the seclusion which Rabbi Akiva placed at litzlos beya ulagoma to fry the egg and to swallow it, is independent of the amount of time needed to develop a rapport, this man with this woman, and that follows very well by Sota, because there has been some doubt swirling around about their relationship, so they are already familiar with each other and could very well have planned this seclusion for all we know. And the number, therefore, that's given in terms of time does not include the amount of time necessary for nisratzis, necessary for developing a familiarity. Interestingly, Reb Moshe in Igros Moshe, Evano Ezer, Dalid, Simin, Samach, Hey, paragraph Chaf Beis, uses this logic to actually extend the amount of time involved here. And he says that there might be a distinction between a case where the woman that the man is with, in the case of Yichud, is Gasba, is someone that he's already familiar with, in which case we have to assume that there might have been a level of Nisratzis beforehand, and they're moving right in to the illicit behavior, as opposed to a case where they've never met before and they're really working independently, in which case this minimum amount of time, whatever number that is, would actually be extended a bit, because you need to leave time for them to develop a rapport if you're going to say that amount of time is a prohibited amount of time. They first have to develop some level of relationship as part of the act. Being as it may, on a practical level, the number that we work with is 2 minutes, that if a yichud situation would be uninterrupted for more than 2 minutes, then we would say that that yichud situation should not be done. The example is, for example, an elevator. Man and woman going on a date get into an elevator. So if that elevator is a seclusion, a secure location for more than 2 minutes, then we would say that they should only go into the elevator with other people. Typically, an elevator is not a secure location for more than 2 minutes. On the contrary, there is the possibility, which is unknown to this man and woman, that somebody on a different floor is going to press the button and the door is going to open for that floor. Since that information is not known to them, it's not called yichud, because it's not a secure location for a designated amount of time. Similar to this is two people standing on a street corner on a day that it's deserted. It may be deserted, but it's not yichud, because as far as they're concerned, someone can walk down the block at any time. Likewise, we have a concept that often works, which is Pesach Pasuach, that the door to the house is open. They may be there more than 2 minutes without anyone intruding, but because the door is left open, someone could intrude, and therefore it's not considered a secure location, which would be considered seclusion. It's not a reliable place. If, however, the door was indeed closed, locked, in a way that no one can intrude on them, then it would be yichud, even on a short amount of time, such as the 2 minutes that's being described. According to some authorities, even if they end up in seclusion less than the 2 minutes, It is also prohibited, either because of Chatzi Shiur Aser Torah, because even part of a portion of a prohibition is prohibited, and since they could remain in seclusion, that negative energy, that thrill is already there because the door is locked and no one can intrude on them, even if they choose to open the door after 30 seconds, but a prohibition has already been achieved, if you will. The wording of the Mechaber, for example, is Oser le'syachedim erva meho arayos. It's forbidden to be in yichud, in seclusion, with someone prohibited. Shedover ze gorem legalos erva, because this causes people to have that illicit tendency, that possibility of something bad actually happening. And in official law, we don't give an amount of time, possibly because it makes no difference. Once the door is locked, it's not a question of if something illicit happened. The man and woman themselves know whether they did or didn't. This is not like the case of Sota, where there has to be an amount of time in order to worry that something happened. The man and woman know whether something happened or not. That's not the Isser of Yichud. The Isser of Yichud is that they should not be in a position that could progress to such a prohibition. And in such a case, perhaps even less than the 2 minutes, if it's in their control to keep it for as long as they want, then it would be prohibited. A quick example, just to put this in context. You have a man who wants to hand off an envelope with money, for example, to his sister-in-law. Sister-in-law is an erva. He wants to hand off this money privately. So he walks into a side room with her, locks the door, hands off the envelope. It takes them 20 seconds to do the transaction, but the door was locked and could remain locked for as long as they choose to leave it locked. That act would possibly be the prohibition of Yichud. And again, going into the essence of logic over here, it's not the same as Sota. Sota was a concept we're worried something happened. Do we have to worry? There's an amount of time. Over here, as long as the seclusion could have lasted for the amount of time for something prohibited to happen, even if they chose to end the seclusion early, but they have already done the prohibition that could have progressed to the possibility of improper behavior. The final case is the case of Yichud by marriage, and over there, we're actually asking the Edom to stay there as long as necessary so that we're convinced that a proper Yichud has occurred. On a practical level, we say that once they've waited their 5 minutes, we can be guaranteed and assured that whatever the amount of Yichud is, they have fulfilled it. And at that point, the custom typically is you tap on the door, you let the Chas and Kala know that you're leaving, and they move on and let the Chas and Kala eat in the Yichud room for their private moments after the chuppah, before they go on to pictures and celebration. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.